Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A teen from Nativash in northwest Minnesota is the victim of a deadly 4th of July fireworks accident. The Monoman County Sheriff's Office says 13-year-old Michael Turner was holding a large firework in his hands when it went off, shot through the bottom of a tube, and hit him in the chest. Officers performed CPR until paramedics arrived, and they continued life-saving measures, but Turner died at the scene. The incident is still under investigation. Sunday marked 9 years since 32-year-old Philando Castile was shot and killed by a St. Anthony police officer during a traffic stop. A candlelight vigil was held Sunday night, and the commemoration continues today with a community barbecue at Falcon Heights City Hall, part of what the city now recognizes as Unity Day in Castile's memory. Groups that advocate for the state's electric customers are warning the budget bill signed by the president is going to raise home energy prices. Annie Levinson-Falk with the Citizens Utility Board of Minnesota says multiple studies find it will increase electricity costs, including one by Energy Innovation.
They're projecting that by 2035, this bill is going to increase Minnesotans' home energy costs by 28%. And industrial electricity costs by 46%. Those are projections.
Republican Congressman Brad Finstad says the Trump budget restores America's energy independence. A new state law allows Minnesotans to actively refuse opioids from their health care provider. Alicia House with the Steve Rumler Hope Network sees plenty of examples why something like this was needed.
They're thinking to themselves, you know, what if this was something I was in recovery for? What if this was something I didn't want? And just to so frivolously give it or offer it was really concerning.
She says 70% of overdose deaths in Minnesota in 2023 involved at least one opioid. DNR officials say a proposal to reduce the walleye possession limit on Minnesota lakes has been in the works for about 10 years. Regional Fisheries Manager Brian Nurbin says it has a lot of support.
And so the most recent survey found that, you know, about half the anglers said we should reduce it to 4, and only about a third of people said we should keep it at 6, and the rest kind of said, I could go either way.
Nurbin says Minnesota anglers really care about the resource and want the DNR to maintain quality walleye fishing. If approved, the new regulation wouldn't take effect until 2027. And the Minnesota Lynx improved to 17-2 with an 80-75 win over the Chicago Sky last night at Target Center. Courtney Williams had 25 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists, and Aficia Collier scored 21 and grabbed 7 rebounds. Williams was named to the WNBA All-Star Game earlier in the day. This is MNN.